It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with General Manager Greg McDonald. Greg, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew.
Mate, how are the flood recovery works coming along?
Not too bad. We've been having twice a week meetings with police, the SES and Resilience New South Wales, just so that we can stay on top of it. Yeah. Council's coordinating all the recovery works, and that includes a combination of things, including just repairing roads and getting people's access re-established, through to providing information to those who have been displaced because of floodwaters, and putting them in touch with various agencies, whether it be welfare agencies or the like, just so that they can start to rebuild their lives. We're organising a meeting this Friday with a lot of the people from the Cassilis community who have been affected by the floodwaters, some right in town who had floodwaters through their homes,
yeah,
and some of the rural property owners a little bit further out. And we work with various agencies like the local land services for people who have got damage to their farms and want to get in touch with those agencies to assist them with repair works. So it's fairly busy, but we are staying on top of it.
Greg, was Cassilis where the worst damage was in the district?
We had about 9 homes directly affected, and a lot of farmland around that also suffered some damage. But we also had about 12 homes here in Scone as well. So it wasn't only Cassilis, it was fairly widespread. And whilst other homes may not have had water through them,
yeah,
some of the properties have, you know, had damage, you know, just from having overland flow across the yards and the lot. So, you know, there's a lot of cleanup still happening around the district.
And obviously a bit of patience is required from everybody. I mean, we all know potholes have certainly opened up in a number of roads. You guys can get to them as quickly as you can get to them.
Yeah, and there's no good trying to even repair them while it's raining. You know, we've got to wait till we can get to them. We're doing temporary repairs in some instances just to allow people to get access. But yeah, please be patient.
Elections opened over the weekend without incident, and we're sort of watching the results as they're rolling in.
Yeah, so we're watching through the results. It looks like most of the polling booths, the counts have been completed there. But of course, the pre-polling, there was 4 pre-polling locations throughout our local government area, and I think only as of today, one of the pre-polls has come in. So we're still waiting for the pre-poll counts to come through, and then, of course, there's the allocation of votes through the process. So it'll take a couple of weeks, we expect, before we see any final results there.
And last of all, unfortunately for the cricketers in particular, their season has been badly interrupted. Last weekend, not a lot of the grounds were open. Any word on what might be the case for this weekend?
It'll depend on the type of rainfall we get over the next few days. So we'll make a call towards the end of the week, and we will put that on our website as to whether the sports fields are open. But I would say Thursday at this stage before any results come through and we make a final determination.
Yeah, the heaviest rainfall for the week is due today and again tomorrow. So fingers crossed, but I think maybe those whites are going to stay in their kits for a little bit longer potentially.
I think so. I mean, the grounds are already fairly sodden.
Yeah.
And whilst they do dry out with a bit of sun, you know, this continued rain will just keep them wet.
All right. Greg McDonald, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. My pleasure.